Blog Talk Radio.
It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. Time to be entertained, enlightened, to learn more about what you already know. It's showtime on the online happy hour. Those that don't know, this show, for all of us, to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? How was with the Z? Call in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I need you to go ahead and program that number into your BlackBerry, in your iPhone. Go ahead and just make it an everyday part of your Wednesday night routine. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. And for those that don't know who I am, and who we are, my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted by the ever-lovely, the ever-talented, the very special Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Oatmeal, say hello to the people.
Good evening, everyone.
Welcome to the online happy hour, because here is where we live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, each and every Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, it's on. It's cracking. It's about to go down like bad stock. It's about to get hot like chicken grease up in this piece, y'all. 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time is when we get off. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, our show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. Today is Wednesday, April the 20th. 420, everybody.
420? What does that mean?
Well, we'll put that in the chat room for those that need to know. But for those of you all who have a great idea, get your lighters, get ready, cough on your own time, and partake in this fantastic show we're about to provide for you. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I am doing great. I am enjoying this evening. Everything I had to do at work today, I had it all in line because I did not want to be tired tonight when we discussed the evolution of the hater.
Man, this is going to be a hot topic. I'm loving this. I'm digging this topic. Last week, folks, we had an outstanding one. It was called Different Story, Same Ending. And I can tell you.
Wow.
We had to just go ahead and put it down. Now, I don't know if y'all have tuned into this broadcast before, but if you're listening to your, you know, the podcast later on, or you're chiming in a bit late, please understand that this show is like none other. We are allowed to talk how we want to talk and say whatsoever we want to say.
That's right.
So just be prepared for the funk. Be prepared for the real. Different story, same ending. If you haven't listen to this broadcast, follow us on Facebook, go to Facebook, your Facebook page, type in How Was Your Weekend, H-O-W-W-A-Z, and you're going to see two beautiful people pop up with a wonderful banner behind them and a golden microphone in the upper right-hand corner. So just keep that out. Become a friend, become a member, and follow us each and every week for real.
Oh, yes.
You can also check out our fantastic videos on YouTube, How Was Your Weekend, as well. Just stamp the truth. And if you believe in Twitter, go ahead and follow us on Twitter, /HWYWeekend. It's the truth. Now, you know how we do. We do big business when we promote big things. So if you don't know, and we want to let the people know how to save energy. Now, if your electricity bill is getting a little high, you know, the weather's about to change, it's almost time to turn that AC on, you may want to connect to a stream energy broker like myself so you can learn more on how you can save on your financial electrical bill. Think about it, folks. Times are getting tight, money getting tight. You're going to cut back on a lot of things. But never do you ever mention, you know what, I need to kind of cut down these lights a little bit. And ain't no such thing as bootleg electricity. So just keep that in your mind, folks, as we're going to come and move on. The evolution of the hater, like Miss Oatmeal said. Woo!
Wow.
Where does it come from, this little hating spirit? I mean, what? Who's thinking this and why? I mean, you've seen the tags on Facebook. You've seen what we put out there. Haters are just what they are. We don't, you know, it's in you. It's whether or not you choose for that hating spirit to come out. And some of it is, you know, most of it, you know, all of it is unnecessary. Why are you hating on people? Did that stem from when you was a little kid and you were in the third grade and somebody drew a better picture than yours and you got mad because the teacher edified their picture and not yours? Or maybe you were in high school and your brother or sister had more pull than you did in high school and you trying to get mad and hate on them. And maybe it evolved up into the collegiate atmosphere where all of your friends seem to be cool except you. And you're trying to play that role like, well, me too. I'm going to have to tear them down so they'll see me. That's what it's all about. What do you think about that, Ms. Oatmeal?
I mean, the word, as I stated, as we've been promoting the show, is used frequently. It may not be just about, you know, the person having something that you don't, or maybe someone being popular and you're not. It could be several other reasons why people use the word hate.
Okay. Like
maybe
what?
Because you guys don't see things on the same page, and because they don't see it as you see it, someone could end up being called a hater.
Hmm. Really?
If I say, oh, you know, my hair looks good like this because I think it looks good. And you may say, I don't like it.
Hmm.
Well, I can call you a hater, right? People do it all the time.
Okay.
Now, you're not a hater. Me and you just don't like the same thing.
Ah, okay. So,
but people will use it frequently. So that is why we're going to break it down tonight and share with all of our How Was Your Weekend, the online happy hour listeners, how and why the term and the word hate and hater is used so frequently, and how people can misconstrue people as being a hater just off of miscommunication.
Right. Okay.
And so it's not always, you know, how you get that. Okay, everybody likes you, and they like me too. Are you really, I mean, what are y'all doing on this talk show? I mean, it's just something that y'all doing for fun, really? Well, if you just read Facebook, read what we're talking about, if you're really following us, then you'll actually see that it's more to it than just the online happy hour in the show that we do on Wednesday nights. But people always are quick to judge. And, you know, without doing any further research.
You know, and that's funny to me because they seem to always have all the right ideas and their thoughts and everything, you know, how it should go according to their plan.
Right.
So maybe, maybe I'm speaking from the mind of a hater. Follow me if I'm wrong here. A hater may say, well, I see what y'all doing, and that's kind of cool, but I'm going to wait till I get mine cracking first. And then I want y'all to like what I'm doing. And then if y'all like what I'm doing, I like what you're doing. Is that what a hater says?
You can call them a hater, yeah. I mean, that's how the word is used so freely.
Uh-huh.
Like, you hating. You know, because why you can't, you know, support me right now?
Right.
I don't care if you don't like it. If you support me, you support what I do. Because you can very well ask me, so you won't feel like, say we're asking you to pass out something, or I'm asking you to come on board, and because you want to open up a business and you want to, you know, haul off fertilizer for a living.
Okay.
Now, if you tell me your whole game plan, and which you would, because you want me to help you, and if I'm like, okay, if you need me to drive the truck while you shovel it and dump it, and you give me a paycheck, and this is all I have to do,
mm-hmm.
I'm good with that. I mean, if you break it down to me and let me know, and plus, I know you.
Right.
So if I know you ain't on no schemes and scams, and I see that when you touch something, you know, it happens, and you make it go because you're a go-getter, I'm going to be on your team, period, point blank. That's how it should be, but everybody's not that way.
So let's talk about that, y'all, the evolution of the hater, where this came from, who and why is this spirit on you? What's all that about? I'm a hater. She's a hater. They some haters. Wouldn't you like to be a hater too? Just non-supportive? Just not want to do anything? Just not want to stand for anybody and help out because other people have some good things going on with their life? Right now with the NBA playoffs going on, my man Kobe Bryant is defending his championship ring for the third time again. But yet there's some people out there to be like, man, I can't stand Kobe Bryant. For real?
Right.
You still mad at an issue that he got with Shaq 5 years ago? You weren't even involved in the conversation, but you mad at Kobe over something that he did off the court at his basketball field. Now, let me ask you this. If I came to you, do the best job you can do wherever it is you work, and you put in your time, you put in your hours, and you showing out. You looking for a promotion, man. It's going to change your life. It's going to give you some better money. You might get the car you've been looking for. Your finances are going to be in order. And all of a sudden, somebody come up to your job and say, well, that's cool, you're getting a raise and all, but what about that time you got your ass kicked in the fifth grade?
Right. What does that have to do with that?
Exactly. You got to look for some reason to tear somebody down because you hating.
Right. Like my mom would say, what does that have to do with the tea in China?
Nothing.
Exactly.
You just feel, and I got to ask this question, because before we even get funky with it, are you really expecting to elevate yourself when you're hating on somebody else?
Right.
Is there a need for you? Okay, here it is. Listen, let me get mine after you get yours. And then everything will be cool. Haters, man, really? Is it that serious? Let's talk about this. If you know a hater, maybe you've been a hater yourself. Or maybe you believe in haterism. Call and talk, because we could be wrong. If there is a true hater out there somewhere, call in and let us know. Or if somebody knows a hater that has experienced some of these things, let us know about the haters. Because we want to know where this came from. Where is this spirit lying? Maybe you were in church as a little kid with Easter coming up this Sunday, and somebody said their Easter play a little bit better than you did. So they got to stand in the front, and you had to stand in the back, and all you got to say was, Jesus wept. That was your line because you couldn't quite get it. But that one little kid stepped up and said all his little parts.
Said a whole psalm.
Did a whole freaking paragraph, because he studied. But you hating on him, because he had his together. Really? 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We're talking about the evolution of the hater. Chime in with us, folks, in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, was with a Z, as we continue to talk about the evolution of the hater. Now, Miss Oatmeal, where can we find haters and people who hate on others? Where do you normally find these kind of people?
They're everywhere. You don't have to go look for haters.
Oh, we don't have to look for them.
No. I mean, you'll have haters in your family. You'll have, you know, haters in your own immediate social setting.
No kidding?
Yes. At work, of course. Come on now.
Well, we know about it.
Yeah, network. You can even have them at church. Haters are everywhere. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. It doesn't matter.
Hold on,
the gas station, the mall, wherever you go, you can find a hater.
You mean to tell me there's haters on Facebook?
Come on now. I mean, that's a prime place for them to you know, watch and look and laugh and giggle.
So you
because they're behind, you know, they're behind the scenes.
Oh.
It's easy. Because being a hater is kind of cowardly. You know what I mean? So where do cowards lie?
Wow.
Beneath the surface.
Haters.
Because if they had a ground to stand on, you know, and if they feel that they can hate on you, then you know what? You're entitled to go ahead and break it down to them. Like, it shouldn't be a surprise.
I think you're right.
People get surprised that you say something to them. And you know me, I come with the realness.
And you
so
know
you
what?
Don't say, you don't like my hair like that. That's good, but so guess what?
What's up?
I do.
And that's all
it is. And it's my hair. So I really don't care too much for what you have to say unless you're saying something like you like it.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, I think I need to write to my man over at Facebook and let him know, instead of having a like button to click, we need to have a hate button to click on Facebook. Because if all of a sudden you took your high school picture and you posted that as your profile pic, and then you took it down and you still looking good after so many years in high school, there needs to be a button on there that says hate just as well, because it obviously there's a whole lot of hating going on Facebook. There's a whole lot of hating going on at your job, like Ms. Oatmeal said. There could even be some folks hating at the red light. They're going to pull up at the stoplight, look at you up and down in your car, and then keep it moving, and they 84 Nissan Central.
Yeah, they're like, oh, she thinks she all that.
You must think.
They don't even know me.
Y'all got to know haters, man. You got to know if we can see them anywhere. How do you really become a hater? Where is this coming from? Somebody tell me. Somebody on the line right now, 646-727-3279. Call in the number. Press option 1. If you can please tell us where a hater comes from. I got to know this. Let's just go to the phone line, Ms. Oberlin. Just
okay.
Go on and get it real. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Now, callers, you call from all over the country. You call from everywhere. We're here in Dallas, Texas. Let's take it to Hotlanta, Georgia, and hear from the people that's going to chime in. We got a caller right now from Atlanta. Phone number ending in 5201. Caller, you're on the line. Who is this on the happy hour tonight?
Terry. What's up, Jackie? Hi, Andy.
Hey, big sis. What it do?
Hey, I'm just checking you guys out. This is my first time calling in, so I'm enjoying the show, just chilling, listening.
Okay.
Welcome to the happy hour.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you.
Do
thank
you know of any haters and where we find these people?
Oh, absolutely. It's plenty, but, you know, it's funny that you all, the title is The Evolution, so which means that it's a process. You're not born into that. You evolve into a hater.
Right.
And you have to go back and think about who the original hater was. And, I mean, that's taking it all the way back to Genesis in the Bible with the story of Cain and Abel.
Come on with it. We listening.
I mean, essentially, it's a story by which, you know, they had to offer up a sacrifice and, you know, to please God. And so, you know, of course, Abel, he brought forward his, you know, his prime, you know, flock. And Cain didn't see the importance of it, and so he decided that he wanted to bring forward, you know, some of, you know, his low-lying fruit, if you will, you know, as a harvester. So God was not pleased with the offering and then praised Abel more so than Cain. As a result, Cain was jealous. And then he, you know, killed his brother. So when God asked, you know, where is Abel? You know, and of course everybody knows the famous reply, am I my brother's keeper?
Right.
So as a result of that, you know, he was marked and you know, anyone that, you know, he was marked and anyone that was to find him should kill him or whatever. And, you know, we know the story. But it goes back all the way back. This isn't anything new. They didn't just, you know, come about when Facebook was on the scene or MySpace, Twitter. It's the first family, essentially.
Right.
And there was haters within the first family. And it stems from jealousy. It stems from, you know, you wanting something that someone else has or wanting the praise that someone else, you know, receives without doing what they did to get it.
Right.
And so that's part of the problem. Everybody wants to be relevant without doing and or saying something relevant.
Okay.
So that's my two cents.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you this, because that is the core and that is the root of where it all began. But there's also been this, people are using the word just for almost anything, right? Somebody can say, well, you know, I don't like Terry. You're a hater. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't like, you know, Pizza Hut. You're a hater.
Kobe Bryant is the king of basketball right now. Ah, man, y'all hating. Kobe,
right.
LeBron is dog, really?
Right. Well, part of it is the word is overused in some instances because, you know, it almost removes your authentic ability to just dislike something.
Right.
You know, like you mentioned before, you just may genuinely and authentically dislike something or someone, and then as a result, it's a safe place to rest in. Without having to address whatever the issue is. You can kind of put it off on she hating. Oh, they, you know, if somebody tries to come to you or they come to you in a manner that, you know, they check you on something, it then becomes an issue of you hating opposed to you really bringing forth some sort of constructive criticism to better that person or better a situation. You know, you're jealous of them or you hating on them and blah, 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 blah. And it's as overused as swagger, to be quite honest.
Right.
Oh Lord.
You know, but it's a personal thing. It's an individual thing. In most instances, people need to feel validated. People need to feel they need to feel in some instances superior over someone else. I guess which doubles back to their need for validation. So there are several reasons why people. The people that genuinely do hate, that's what I'm referring to now, because there are some people that genuinely do hate whatever it is that you're doing, whatever initiative that you're trying to, you know, undertake or whatever the case may be, because they don't either have the balls to do it, they don't have the courage to do it, they didn't create the resources to support them doing it, or, you know, whatever the case may be, they hate you because they're not you. And a lot of times it doesn't even have to be associated with something that's tangible. You know, they may hate your fortitude, or they may hate your resilience or whatever the case may be. They may hate that you can, you know, smile in the face of adversity, and they can't. So it could be abstract things as well.
Right.
You know,
okay.
They may hate that you have the ability to, you know, some people, have you ever been in a situation where, say, for instance, oatmeal, if you're trying to have an event, out in Dallas, just say something during the Grambling game, you know, a little social event. You have enough social stamina, if you will, to pull together something on whatever capacity you want it to be, you know, on, and it be successful, just socially. There are people
right.
that don't have that reach, and they want that reach, but they never did whatever they had to do. Or they never, you know, and some people have it innately, and some people learn certain things. And for the people that learn, you know, certain characteristic traits, they, you know, they implement it or whatever. But the people that know it innately, it's easier for them to do. And some people
right.
envy that. They envy that they can't do that. Or they envy that they can't, you know, have a good time or... And as a result, they can't pay compliments. They don't know how to pay compliments. They can't. They just can't do it.
You know, that's interesting.
So
I've seen people like that.
Huh?
Some of them just like me. There's a lot of people, I mean, that I know that are that you described to a T. That sounds like, you know, that hating spirit right there, they're just, it's not in them. Maybe they want it to be in them, but they just don't know how. Maybe they're not even trying. And they're just accepting that hater spirit to just fall on them and say, well, since they can do it, I don't want to support that. Because I didn't,
right.
I'm not the one. Even though it's a great idea, things are working, and they're doing their thing, and everybody, you know, you want to celebrate that. It's just, it's a great atmosphere, like you said, you know, having a good party or something like that. Everybody else is having fun, but you're not, because
mm-hmm,
it wasn't
mm-hmm.
your idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, and we say, you know, commonly we'll refer to it as hating, but it's really, I don't know, clinically, I don't know what the clinical term of it is, but there's something really socially wrong with the person. And I'm not saying outside of just little, I'm saying someone that really has a big problem. And I know a few people like this, that they have the hardest time celebrating. There are people that will call in, and they'll never tell you that they ever called in. They'll call in every single show, and you may not know it, just to size up what you're doing and to get on the phone and to talk about it, ask about it, inquire about it. Why are they doing this? Well, what you think? You know, every single show, they'll do that. They'll never comment. They're listening now. They won't tell you that they chimed in or that they called in. They won't tell you that they were able to check you out, or they won't. But they'll just sit and they'll listen and they'll listen and they'll listen. And then they're going to hang up and they're going to talk to their friends about it. And, you know, like I said before, I call them those like negative type of people. They're vampires. They just suck. They suck all the life out of you. And they'll go run to another vampire.
You know,
vampire.
Terry, I just got a text message on my phone that somebody just said they suffer from a case of bitch assness.
They do. But that's true. That's true. And I think sometimes we kind of like downplay it because, you know, and that's just what we call it bitch assness, or they hate. But there is something clinically and psychologically wrong with people that have that spirit. And I don't know what it is. I know it stems from, in most instances, their childhood. Or some bad relationships that they've been in, or whatever the case may be, but there's something clinically wrong with these people. And it's like you kind of want to maybe celebrate them in order to, you know, kind of divert them from being haters, because all of this, giving compliments, being supportive, these are all social skills that are learned. You learn to give compliments, and you learn to be supportive, and you learn, you know, to be encouraging. But so it's almost like it's not their fault because they didn't learn that.
Right.
They didn't learn to celebrate. They didn't learn the concept of what's for you is for you. You're going to get what's for you, you know, and it's almost, it's a spirit that there's not enough, you know, there's not enough money. I'm going to be mad if she makes all the money. And then that, I mean, as if it's not, you know, going to be enough for the next person.
Right.
It's enough
right.
success. It's enough money. It's enough whatever to go around. And it should not prevent you from supporting or encouraging anybody else. In fact, you should feel accomplished when the people around you and within your circle have arrived or are arriving or, you know, about their business. You should feel
right.
proud.
Well, Terry,
I mean,
hold the line.
That's in the Bible. Okay, go ahead.
Don't hang up. I want you to stay right there. I'm going to bring somebody else on the line. Callers, y'all know this is a hot topic. Go ahead and tell your people, send your text messages out to everybody, whether they're haters or not, to tell them to chime into this show tonight. It's called The Evolution of the Hater. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. And I want to bring somebody else on the line that's going to chime in and talk to us and kick some truth. We have a caller here in Dallas, Texas, whose last numbers are ending in 4134. Caller, you're on the line. Who is this?
Andy Brown. This is Big Ray from Chosen One Sports and BigRayInternational.com. Just getting out of church, but I had to come catch up. Over here, we turn haters into tourists. We don't hate haters. We embrace them. Come on in. I keep haters employed full-time, at least 3 full-time haters. If you ain't got no haters, you're not doing nothing. More haters equal more success.
Right.
Okay. And then it's all how you handle them. What we do, we keep them working so hard that they don't stay on the job. They quit, they give up, they tired, they want to go down to part-time. I make them work holidays, late nights, overtime, weekends, Sundays. I don't give them no time off.
So, okay, Big Ray.
You know, with that in mind.
Right. What were you about to say, huh?
With that in mind, while these haters are on the clock, have you ever noticed any of them working any overtime, hating on more than one person?
Oh yeah, they try, but it's hard to keep up with somebody doing something, moving and shaking and going places. I turn haters in elevators. I stack them up and go on to the next level. I put them on a hamster wheel and make them go round and round.
Right on. As you should.
Okay.
They run around, create nothing, going nowhere when all they had to do was just stop, get off, and be like, ask for directions. All they had to do was ask for instructions. Yes, ma'am.
Let me tell you about something that Andy did the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I told everybody I was going to let y'all know how Andy hated on me. So Sunday,
Andy hate on you?
Yes, he did.
Andy got to play your record up in the club.
Listen to this. Let me finish. That's right. Haters can do nice things, too. Now, they don't hate all the time. Do they?
Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's an old proverb. Everybody chastises you, not necessarily the enemy, and everybody smiling in your face, not necessarily your friend.
Well,
exactly. So, let me finish telling you the story.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Andy, on our weekly Sunday, how was your weekend, online happy hour meeting? And he walks in, he said, oh, they painted your walls. Okay, he said, oh, they painted your walls. And he asked it as a question. So me, you know, I'm a little sarcastic myself, and I said, no, they didn't paint them. Because obviously he sees that they're painted, and he's been over here on several occasions, and he knows that they were white before, and now they're a different color. So then he goes on to say, did you pick the color? I live by myself. So again, the sarcastic person that I am, who else picked it? Now, because of the way that he said it and how he said it, I broke it down to him. I said, somebody could say that you're hating right now. He said, how? I said, because, Andy, you've been over here on several occasions. You knew that they were coming to paint the walls. They finally came. So the way you said that, you could come off very sarcastic and as a hater versus saying, oh, let's see, they painted the walls. It looks really good in here. He didn't tell me it looked good to ask us.
Like, can I say something? You know, men and women think differently.
No, let me finish. Let me finish. It's the way
you said apartment or you on your own?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am.
The way that he worded it, and he spoke so quickly. Sometimes we don't realize how we say things, and therefore, guess what? You get what I give you because you're not listening or you're not paying attention. It has nothing to do with men or women. It has to do how you may say things sometimes. You can come off as that, and you may not have been thinking that. He wasn't thinking that in his head because he said where he lived, they picked the color for you. Well, this ain't where you live. I live here. Yes, I picked it. It goes good, what he said. It goes good what you got going on in here. Yes, thank you. I know. That's why I picked that color.
Sometimes he might have went over the shock and awe factor. It might have been a pastel. It might have been a deep passion, the color which you don't normally see. So it might have caught him a little off guard. And if you stay
hold on just a second. Listen to what I'm saying. He was not caught off guard. But because me and he and I communicate, I got to know what he really thought. People don't do that, okay? They don't communicate. He and I are friends. We communicate instead of me looking at him off his head. Because he's coming here asking me these questions that he already knows. But the way he said it, because Andy can be sarcastic himself, had to let him know. And he understood. And we moved forward. So he's not really a hater. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
People don't go in that deep. They just take it for face value. They use the word so freely. This how you may be. Somebody might consider you to be a hater because you don't listen to what they're trying to say.
That might have just been a misunderstanding due to miscommunication. And, you know, miscommunication leads to complications.
Right, because you're prejudging and you don't even know what's the real deal.
Well, the thing is, he might have been operating off the level of knowledge that he've already ascertained until you enlighten him with the new knowledge. Coming from where he's coming from, they don't let you just do colors outside maybe white or beige. You might have had some outside of white or beige and made him say, hey, how she do that? Oh, you know, oh, that's different. Is she going to get charged for that? That might have been what was going through his mind. At the you know, men see it from a different angle.
And see how you keep talking right now?
Huh?
Telling you, and I'm trying to give everybody an example of why I communicated and asked him versus saying he was a hater. The communication. So I got a chance to see his point of view inside of his head. Verbalize it. What was going on in his head. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. So people have to start listening and asking questions before you say things sometimes because you may come off as a hater, and that's not what you're trying to do because in your mind you got something going on different than what the actual are.
Well,
that's how people can get categorized as being a hater. We're talking about all the aspects.
This is real talk, Ray. Ray's doing his thing on the line. Big Ray representing every year thousands of qualified student athletes are overlooked by colleges and universities for scholarship consideration. I need to holler this man, Big Ray, that's on the line, Ray. I'm going to go ahead and give him the phone number if you don't mind.
Go right ahead. And the website.
939-9324 is the business line. Check him out, folks. If you're watching us and you're looking at us on Blog Talk Radio, go to the homepage and you'll see the link that says Chosen One Sports. That'll give you some information to contact Ray and go forward and get your child that maybe overlooked that opportunity that they others didn't have to move forward with their academic career and also collegiate athletic career as well, ladies and gentlemen. But we understand this. Is the hater evolving? Let's just keep it real. I want to go back to my lady Terry out there. Ray, hold the line. Terry, did you hear what Ray had to say?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Now, peep this out. It was the conversation kind of got misunderstood, as you heard.
Mm-hmm.
But all in the communication level was there. So, you know, getting another female perspective, and I'm going to come back to the line because I see some other callers looking to chime in as well. From the female perspective, can you see how a hater or someone could be misunderstood as a hater?
It's almost like getting drunk doesn't make you an alcoholic. So kind of like what Jackie said. I mean, you might have been hating, but you hated, but you're not necessarily a hater. You know, if that makes sense. You know, just like you know, you got drunk does not make you an alcoholic. It's almost like, you know, you answer to what your name is, not what you call. So in that instance, yeah, I can see how you may have been labeled as a hater that particular instance, but not, you know, you're not a full-time hater. You just did a hate move, you know?
Oh, Lord. I'm going to need some more callers on this line. Help me.
So what? We're just breaking it down. That's why I told you we were discussing the topic on Sunday. Right?
This is real.
And so I said, boom. See what you said? See how you said that when you came in here? You can be labeled a hater for that. See, everybody else may not ask you clearly what you meant.
Because you got these thoughts going on in your head.
Right.
Because at your apartment where you live, in your townhouse,
they pick it.
Well, you know, we don't have the same property owners. We don't even live near each other like that. So why would you think that the same goes for everybody else that has a townhome or apartment? That's just where you live.
Yeah. And I'm not living in the world of haters. The evolution of the hater, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. If you've logged in tonight, press option 1 if you need to chime in on this topic. We go hard in the paint, y'all. Let's go ahead and continue to move forward with it. So I'm going to ask this of Terry, and I want to get back to the line because I have a call that's chiming in from Kansas City. Real quick, you know, Terry, help me understand this. Do we understand haters? Primarily what their thought process is, like where is this thing is stemming from, to actually verbalize instead of thinking about what they're saying?
They're negative.
I think some people get it. They really get the spirit of the hater, and I think other people, you know, they don't choose to employ that level of energy to, you know, to think about why. They just know that they're a hater. They don't care why or where it, you know, stemmed from. You know, they just know that they are. In some instances, I'll sit there and I'm like, gosh, I wonder why, you know, some more severe cases. And there are some people that are more severe than others. And in those instances, it kind of just makes me, you know, wonder, like, what is it about this person? You know, and then I kind of, you know, empathize for the person because it's like you have to be very unhappy in order to sit there and just constantly, you know, hate on somebody else for no reason.
Right.
Okay.
But I don't really think it's bondage, and I think some people want to be, like you said, like the guy that called in, you know, ask for direction. Some people want to be free of it, but then it's something that's kind of embarrassing that they don't want to admit, you know?
Yeah.
So...
All right.
And then you have those, Terry, while you're on the line, that feels like everyone is hating on them. Everyone is hating on them. And I think that stems from maybe you did have some haters in your past, and you're going to have some in your future if you're doing something. But everybody's not going to be hating on you. So there are people.
I agree.
You know,
right.
you may have something within you that is negative. Obviously it is. If everybody's always hating on you. Everybody.
Anybody that
has anything to say to you, they're hating.
All right. Let's take it back to the phone lines. Terry, stay right there. Big Red, stay right there. We've heard from Atlanta. We've heard from Dallas, Texas. Let's take it to the Midwest and the best and talk to someone out the Show Me State calling out of Kansas City. Last numbers ending in 9593. Who's on the line with us tonight?
What's up, man? My name is Gerald, man. I'm calling from KC, man. What's cracking, man? How you doing, Ms. O'Mill?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
I'm trying to get some clarity on something. Like, can a parent be a hater? You know what I'm saying? Like, deemed as a hater?
Now, when you say a parent,
I mean, well,
is a parent just hating? What does that mean exactly?
Well, my father and I, like I can say, like, my dad is, like, my best friend. But, like, lately in the past few months, he hasn't been my best friend. Like, and actually, every time I talk to him, it's about the same subject. It's like, when you try to avoid something, like, you know, I honor my father because he's my father, you know, number one. And it's like, I try to avoid a subject with him every time I call him. He always is bringing up this thing. He's saying, oh, you're a Muslim. It's like, you know, I'm asking him how he's doing, how's your day been, what's going on down at home, stuff like that. Because my father lives in Louisiana, where I'm from, and I'm here in Kansas City. So, like I said, every time I call him, it's the same situation every time. It's like, I heard you're a Muslim, like, and I tell him every time that I'm not. No, I'm not. No, Dad, I'm not. No, this is what's going on. But it's every time he'll pick at me, it's like I'll talk about my children, or I'll talk about my sister or anything else, and he'll always just, like, bring it back around. It's like, you know, well, you don't eat pork, so that guy, that mean you got to be a Muslim. I mean, you know, just stuff like that, you know, I'm like, and I don't know why he's on this level with me. You know what I'm saying? Is that like some haterism going on? Or am I just tripping, or am I overusing the word like anyone else that would be overusing the word hater?
I think that he just doesn't understand.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand whatever it is that you're doing. And so it's coming off as a hater because we use that word. When somebody doesn't understand something you're doing, maybe they don't understand your dream or what have you, they don't support it, we often use the word hater. You know, they're hating. Because all it is that they don't understand. So, no, he's not. He just doesn't understand, and he doesn't agree with whatever it is as well. Because when people disagree with what you have going on, and if it's something positive and it's not negative, it's not that you're actually doing something wrong, like going out and, you know, drinking and driving. If you're drinking and driving, that's wrong. That's not right. For somebody to keep bringing that up and that's what you're doing, they're not hating on you. They're trying to, you know, tell you what the right thing is to do because they care about you.
Okay.
People.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off.
I'm sorry. People will misconstrue that into hate. No, you actually are doing wrong. You know, I care about you, so I'm letting you know.
Right.
But in the circumstance of when people just don't understand because what is for you is for you,
yes,
that's what the problem is. They don't understand.
But, I just heard what you said earlier, though, Ms. O'Mill. You said, I just caught the end of it. I'm sorry, I caught the end of it where you're saying communication, right? Communication is the key. Am I right or wrong? Okay, time, I mean, like I said, I've been involved in what I'm doing for the past 2 years. You know, it's been 2 years, and I told my father from Jump Street, because like I said, he's my best friend, we talk about everything. But for 2 years, it's like, you come in with the same thing, I explain to you exactly what's going on, I explain to you, you know, line for line, I mean, word for word, everything that's going on in my life, and what changes I've made, and what things are happening with me. You know, I keep telling you the same thing over and over. I know he doesn't have Alzheimer's, he's in the stage yet. He's not that old. You know what I'm saying? So I know that's not going on. Like, there's always, like I said, it's always a conflict, a confrontation. And we're talking, say we do talk about the Bible or something, right? And he'll say something like referring to what he does, you know, with his, you know, his religion. I said, I don't have a religion, I have a culture. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, he'll say something referring to his religion. I say, no, that is not right. You know what I'm saying? So because that was borrowed from this pagan religion right here. That was borrowed from these guys. And, you know, that's not right. You know, you're not really supposed to. I said, because we're talking about it. Not because I'm trying to point out faults. No. It's like because he always brings it up. And then we were talking about it at first. But then now, like I said, now it's more like the conflict every time. But if I'm just, you know, and I'm going directly out of the Bible, I'm not making it up. This is not coming out of Gerald's mouth. This is not the Bible of Gerald. And then, like today, for example, I talked to him, and this would kind of upset me when I called you guys kind of vent, because he told me, he was like, you think you know more than God? I was like, what? I said, when did I ever say that? And then he's just screaming, like, you know, he's just on this level where I'm just listening. I'm like, all right, I'm listening to you, Dad. I said, I hear everything you're saying. I said, now that you finished, you know, screaming at me, I said, can I tell you what's up? And he's like, no, I don't want to talk that religion. I told you don't call me that religion stuff. I said, I didn't call you with that. You know, he brought it up, right? So it's like, you know, is that not in a sense hating or hate or anything like going on or something? Are you hating what I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? I've already given you the knowledge and the understanding of what's going on with me and how to, you know, and how that I'm not sitting here in no cult or no made-up stuff or nothing like that. And it's like,
listen. I mean, you've tried to communicate. And
I've tried for 2 years.
He's not hating. He just refuses to receive what you're giving him because that's not what he wants.
And there's a lot of people sometimes they could be, as we call it, closed-minded. That regardless of what they could be set in their ways. And like you said, your father, that could be a generation where they believe what they believe. You know, that change is too open for them to receive anything else. You know, and it's sad sometimes. I have family members like that as well. You know, that they're just kind of, they're set in their ways, and regardless of what you say, they're not going to change or drift or tarry from that. They believe what they believe.
Right.
And, you know, it could be a generation thing. It could be some people who are our age, you know, 30s and 20s and 40s, whoever, they just believe what they believe, and they don't want to drift from that at all.
Right.
Okay.
They don't think outside the box. And really outside the box is when you'll be able to understand.
Okay. I hope we answered your question.
Man, I did. You answered my question, man. Like I said, I need somebody to vent to and been thinking nobody else to talk to with y'all. So.
Real talk, brother. This is what we do, man.
Right.
This is what we're for. I mean, for those who are listening on the line, the online happy hour is here just for that. We talk about real talk. We have real issues, and we hear from real people.
Right.
I mean, your boy on the line right now, if you check my page out, follow me, andybrownspeaks.com. I'm a certified professional life. You know, my objective in life is to help others understand what it takes for them to be a better person.
Right.
You know, and part of the show, part of the reason why we do this show is for this, is to let you talk about your issues, man, because we can't make this up.
Right. And it's we're here to also have resolution, you know, for people to be able to understand. But, you know, it takes for people to either read or chime in if they really want to know. So, you know, we really appreciate that you called in and vented, and, you know, hopefully that you'll get some answers and you got some clarity in the situation.
All right, well, thank you, man.
We can't change people. We can change ourselves.
Yeah.
But you have to look at who you're talking to, you know, who you're dealing with. You know, that's your father. And he probably is stuck in his ways.
Right.
You know, some people just think one way, and that's it.
All right. And appreciate you calling in, man. No, don't let this
all
be
right,
the last time. We're here every Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, man. Y'all have a good night, man. I'll talk to y'all.
Thank you, too.
Bro. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we get down on the online happy hour. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. If you want to talk to us about our topic tonight, the evolution of the hater. Some people see it in their family. Some people see it at work. Some people see it in their own home with their spouse, their sibling, their children, even their parents. Press option one if you want to chime in on this topic tonight. We've heard from Atlanta, Georgia. We've heard from Dallas, Texas. We've heard from Kansas City. I want to keep it cracking. You know, let's keep it in the Midwest right there by where Gerald is and talk to my man, E-Dub, out of Kansas City.
Oh,
Kansas.
Be quiet. Hello.
E. What's up, man?
Man, I'm here, man. I'm checking y'all out, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Check this out, Rock. Everybody has been correct in what they said, and I have a theory, not hating on nobody else, if you will. Now, you said the evolution of a hater. My theory of evolution of a hater goes back to Lucifer against God. Right? That's mine. You know what I'm saying? So then, that's where the real hating started in my eyes. Okay, then as we go on along, the slogan was, don't hate the player, hate the game. Then we went on to there was a song, if you will, it says, why you wanna play a hate on me, if you did.
Right.
Yeah, we just moved on as black folks. We cut all the player out, and we just turned it on to hating. See what I'm saying? We broke it all down because that's too much to say all the time.
Right.
That's too much to say all the time. Black folks just broke it all down to hating. Now, hating has been substituted for the word dislike or I don't like or you know what I'm saying. So all we doing is just substituting words for something that's just been rotated, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
Or covered up or just giving it a new name, if you will.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a form. It's just a form of jealousy, a dislike of a situation, a human being, or something like that. And like y'all have said before, it's just been kind of used too much now. You know what I'm saying? So it has all forms of it has all forms of meanings. Hating does. You know, it's just a fun word to say, I guess. You know.
Right. People are using it very frequently and freely.
You know, and it's another. Not, I'm not trying to change the subject, but it's another word that I wouldn't say that. Y'all tell me if it's a form of hating, because I really dislike when everybody say that's what's up. That's what's up. What the fuck is up? You know what I'm saying? You know, what about, man, I like that or something. I like that situation. Oh, I like what you came up with. Nah, that's what's up. Come on, man. I ain't feeling it.
Well,
that irritates the shit out of me. I guess that irritates me just as much as sagging with a lot of folks.
Yep, and then somebody can misconstrue you and say, he's a hater, just because you don't like that word.
Right, so I guess I am. I'm a part of that situation. It's a lot of other things I hate that I won't get on here about. But, you know, we just talk about the evolution. So I just wanted to, you know, share my part and take it back that I think the evolution of hating came on God with Lucifer. You know what I'm saying? That's why we have a devil. That's why we have a heaven and a hell. That's where the hating started.
That's
what's up. Holla at you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can talk and we can be real and we can talk about that truth. So let's keep the party going. E, my man, always, it's always a pleasure.
Already. Already. All right,
so,
now.
You've heard from the people. We've talked about it pretty much extensively on this topic.
Right.
What are we gathering from what's been said?
Well, definitely when we get into the evolution of the hater, we know that it comes from, you know, in the beginning, as Terry broke it down and as E-Dub broke it down. And it's a spirit. And guess what? That spirit is not free from anybody. Anybody can have that spirit. Like Terry said, you may not be a hater all the time, but you might be hating for that moment.
Okay.
And as well, it comes from lack of communication. And judging,
right,
and even more so, not understanding.
Okay. So are they now? Is it now when you say not understanding, are the haters being misunderstood, or are people saying things and, you know, not really actually understanding what it is that they're saying?
Number two, people are saying things and not really understanding what they're saying.
Okay.
And as well, as I stated, you know, you can be one who states that people are always hating on you.
Wow.
And you may have been hated on in your life. It doesn't mean that everybody's hating just because you disagree. And people put up this wall, and it becomes that everybody's hating on them. Well, that's when you need to look in the mirror. Am I doing something? What is it about me? We should always be doing constant self-checks. Everybody should, because nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect.
She's right.
So, therefore, we should always be making self-checks. Your mouth might get a little slick. You might have a little sassy mouth. So guess what? You say something to somebody, they're looking at you like, how could you say that to me like that? You don't even understand that it done slid out your mouth in that manner.
No.
Therefore, guess what you can become, since we use the word so freely?
A hater. I think, ladies and gentlemen, that we should talk to President Obama in this crisis right now that we're in and ask him to pass the law that it should be legally official to slap haters when they say hateful things. Prime example, if someone is walking up and down the street and they compliment, let's just say, Ms. Obama, we're walking up and down the street and we see somebody out and we say, hey, those are a nice pair of shoes. And somebody from a distance says, this cheap dude You like those shoes? He always buy them bootleg raggedy shoes that they make in the back of the store.
Mm-hmm.
We deserve the right to slap this person.
Okay.
Because you had no business in this conversation. We gave the compliment to somebody else.
Right.
But you want to hate on this person for getting the compliment that we didn't take and give to you?
Right.
Is it that important to you? That's a hater. Ladies and gentlemen, I think y'all need to agree with me. Let's go and write our president. We can email him and let him know that haterism should become extinct. We should veto a bill and pass it out there to say no more hating. Hating should not be allowed. I want to know what the people have to say about
it. But guess what? They hate on President Obama.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You know, they're really not even paying attention how he is the president of the United States,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying what he can to resolve the mess and the issues that he inherited.
Yeah.
But people think that he is Jesus, and he's supposed to come in and say, it is fixed.
Well.
So, you know, oh, Obama's not doing this, Obama's not doing that. We only see so much on the media.
Right.
We don't even know what he's doing that we don't see, which I'm pretty sure is a lot. That's just like, take a look at yourself. Say you're out there on the hustle, you on the grind, you doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They only see you at work. They might see you doing a few other things. But you can be doing so much under the surface that nobody knows about.
And
they don't even, because they're not thinking outside the box. They're thinking in the box.
And the haters just don't give you any credit.
No, they don't.
Anything that you're doing.
Like, say, for instance, with the show.
Mm-hmm.
They might say, what might they say, Andy?
Well, you know, sometimes a hater just might say, you know, I see your little show. I've been hearing about it on Facebook every week. You know, and I hear y'all be talking about real talk and real issues, and I hear it's pretty cool, but I ain't going to listen. You know, I'll be busy doing things, and, you know, I got to fold laundry when y'all be on, or I got to, you know, gas is too high, I got to go pump some gas and get ready for work tomorrow, or, no, I can't listen to y'all show because I think I'm supposed to be cleaning my refrigerator or ironing my baby's socks so I can take them to daycare tomorrow. Yeah, that's just haterism. How do you respond to a hater? That's what I want to know. Somebody call and tell me, what's the correct way, without raising your blood pressure, to respond to a hater? How do you do that? 646-727-3279. We're talking about the evolution of a hater, where all this is coming from. Deep down inside the core,
mm-hmm.
all the way back to the beginning,
right.
We talked about Lucifer. We talked about Cain and Abel. We're talking about Esau and Jacob. We're talking about you and your brother and sister.
Right.
We're talking about you and your coworkers. We're talking about folks in traffic. We're talking, you know, even people, let's just say y'all are going, you're going shopping in the mall, and you done picked out the baddies. You know, Easter Sunday's coming up, and you're going to be fly, dressed to impress, sharp enough to cut bread when you walk in church on Sunday morning. And it's going to be somebody in that church that's going to hate on your hat, that's going to hate on your shoes, that's going to hate on that cologne or perfume that you sprayed on way too many times.
Oh, wow.
Or for some other reason, they're going to hate on that. Let's take it on to the phone lines and go on to get busy. Maybe somebody wants to chime in on that.
Okay.
Let's take another call, if you don't mind, Ms. O'Neill.
Let's go ahead and do it.
We have a caller calling here from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Phone number ending in 3728.
Caller,
you're on the line. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, man?
It's
Sebo from Fat Gear.
Talk to me, man. What's going on, Sebo?
Oh, nothing, man. They hating on my shoes, and I got some brand new Stacey Adams.
What?
You got the wing tips or the square toes, man?
I got the wing tips, man. Then I got my little purple suit with the pinstripes. The lavender tie to match.
You ain't going in looking like Bishop Lavender Stokes, are you?
Of course, man, all the time. I've been listening to the show, man, and I'm curious to know what do you say to a hater, man? What is it that you're supposed to say?
You know what? I've been thinking about that all night. Before I respond with my answer, because I stand on the edge sometimes. Ms. O'Neill, is there something? What do you think we need to say to the haters?
Well,
how do you respond?
You should make sure you guys see things on the same page and eye to eye. So communicate. You know, Sebo, Andy and I had a discussion. I don't know if you were on the line and you heard it.
about he coming over my house, and I said, you know, you could be seen as a hater. Okay? But because I'm a person that communicates, I got to break it down and get to the core in any and everything that I do before I jump to conclusions, because I could have just slandered him and thought that he was just a hater, just period, and not even gave him opportunity to break it down what he really meant. But I gave him that opportunity to do so, so I could see his point of view. And then I said, let me show you how you could have been a hater. So I go ahead and ask that hater, so what do you mean? Why don't you like my Stacey Adams?
So we got to be more patient with haters, is what you're saying. You got to be a little more understanding.
They probably don't expect for you to say anything back, because normally people don't. Just ask them, why don't you like my Stacey Adams? And see what they tell you. If they say, well, because I wear gators. Well, guess what? That's what you wear. I wear Stacey Adams. This is me. This is my CeeLo. You don't have to like it.
Maybe we have another caller on the line that wants to chime in. Maybe they got an answer. Maybe they can answer this. We have a caller calling in with a 661 area code. Last numbers ending in 5457. You're on the line. Who is this?
That would be me, Monica Renee. I'm in Dallas by way of California.
Hey, Monica.
Hello, Monica.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Wonderful. Well, welcome back to
No, y'all, I'm hating on y'all because y'all got a radio show. How about that? You know, my answer to the question is, I've never spent a lot of time addressing haters, and some people may flip that on the other side and say bougie or say whatever it is that they want to say. But I learned at an early age that don't spend major time on minor folks. Because if you're happy with you and you like the way that you strut and you like the way that you do what you do, then don't worry about it, because that's their issue. They have an issue with you, you know, and you're not to live your life trying to pacify what their issue is. As long as you're not being mean and hateful and belittling to someone else, then you know that whatever their issue is, that's theirs. And you can be nobody's safe. There's only one, you know, and you're not it, you know. So I just say, you know, for one thing, it's like my grandmother used to say, just throw the thought of me, keep pushing, you know. The one thing that does irritate me, and maybe some of the women can speak on this, women hating on other women because they may have something that they want.
Uh-oh.
So get that, you know. And I'm like, you know, we need to be together, kind of educating and supporting each other. But, you know, it's like same-sex hating will just drive you crazy if you let it, you know. And that's one thing that we really have to address, you know, because, you know, sometimes some women just want that knick-knack paddywhack that you might have, you know. I think Omar Brown knows a little something about that. You know, so it's like, oh, no. You know, let's get it together. Drive your own ship, you know, float your own boat, whatever it is that you do, and, you know, let people do that thing. That's it. Don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. Just keep doing you.
What's a knick-knack paddywhack?
Well,
knick-knack paddywhack can mean several different things, Mr. Brown.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So if it's our female swagger, if it's the way that we glide when we walk across the floor, if it's the way that we're shaped, whatever it is, it's that special something, you know.
Right.
And I can thank Ms. Oatmeal Brown for that one.
You're welcome. But you definitely, I want to address what you said about other women women hating on each other. And, you know, we deal with it. Not even if we don't want to, it happens around us. And
yes.
I know it stems from core issues, maybe issues growing up, or just issues that, you know, women are not tapping into. I have a problem with having a very slick mouth, and I was told in high school. So I had to tap in that, because if people keep telling me the same thing, it might be an issue. But guess why I did it? I did it because that was my defense mechanism to get somebody off of me. Or if they had hurt me, I would use my tongue, not my fist, not anything else. Hey, I got some words for you. And those words would be so killer that, you know, I found myself being, you know, that the meanness coming out of my mouth too often and not when I was supposed to. Maybe I was a little bit more too harsh sometimes, but I had to check myself.
Okay.
And people don't check themselves. You know, they look at another female and say, she thinks she's this or she thinks she's that or she wants to be like me. Well, you guys have the same things. How does she want to be like you? If
you know
she's
what?
Beautiful, if she's beautiful on the inside and out, she was like that before she met you. Why all of a sudden would she want to be like you? What is going on with that? You know, we cause issues amongst one another with saying those type of things.
Right.
And I think that much of that is true, and some of that meanness, you know, that quote-unquote mean girl or that this, that, and the other, sometimes we grow out of that because of a spiritual epiphany or whatever it is. It's just maturity, you know.
Right.
When you're a grown-ass woman, you know, and you're still dealing in childish behavior, you know, you need to do something about that. You know, I know for me, all my life, even as a young child, it was always something. Oh, she thinks she's smart. Okay, guess what? I really could tell you I am, but I don't. You know?
Right.
She thinks she's this because her parents said that. Well, that's fact. That's factual information. You know, and I mean, you know, just one thing after another, and it's to pull at you and pick away at you. And I'm going to leave with this one African proverb, or I'm going to paraphrase it actually. And that's around every blossoming flower, there are insects.
Wow.
Everyone. So I'm not going to kill and die over because you have issues with maybe my life's experiences. Maybe what I've been taught, maybe how I carry myself. My job as a non-mean person is to try to reach back and help you. Now, if you don't want that help and all you want to do is nag, then you know what? Hey, that's on you.
Right.
Because I can't take away from my positiveness and my energy to just deal in something that's just not fertile soil. I can't plant seeds in soil that's no good.
Right.
So, definitely. You know, I have to look at this. We don't have to pacify anybody, but the humanity in us would want to reach back and try to help, or just maybe even for your own understanding, just saying, well, you know what? They have some issues that they need to deal with, and we all do. But we don't put those issues off on other people. I know I don't put my issues off on other people. They're my issues, so they're for me to deal with, you know. And so, anyway, that's just some of my experience. But yeah, maturity definitely helps. A good spiritual epiphany to say that, you know what, hey, you got some flaws too. Address those. Spend your energy dealing with you. Because if you do that, you'll be better for it. I'm going to say goodnight to y'all.
Okay, well, we definitely appreciate you calling in, Monica. That was a powerful and wonderful word that you gave just now, most definitely.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you.
Now, C, did you get your question answered? You see Bo there?
I don't think so.
Maybe he stepped out. We have another, I don't think we have another caller. I think somebody said, who's still on line? 3853, is your calling number? I'm sorry, I think they're still on the line with us.
That's me.
Who is me?
This is Misty.
Hey, Misty, how are you? We haven't talked to Misty tonight.
We haven't talked to Misty. How you doing?
No, you haven't talked to Misty tonight. How y'all doing? You know, I really appreciate y'all conversation and the evolution of, you know, pretty much a person evolving and how they came to be who they are and how they can get to where they're trying to go and who the better person they could be. And I have to say, piggybacking off of the young woman that just spoke, that sometimes we don't want to put our pressures on everybody else, and sometimes we don't want to put our pressure on them. But you know what? It really pays to have a person or a friend or a confidant that you can really just talk to and not just feel like you're putting your pressures on them, but just release some of that external energy that's causing you to feel certain things and get it out. And get some feedback so that you can get a different perspective that you might not have necessarily been looking at. It's not to put your pressures on someone else. It's just to get some, you know, sometimes we can be so internal and be so internalized and about self that we don't really look at the outside and think about it from a, we're so tunneled. We don't think about it outside the tunnel that we get caught up in our own thoughts. So it helps to have someone that like that on our team. And, you know, I have to really say that, you know, Omil Brown, she's one of my best friends, and she's my external outside my own tunnel, that she helps me to see certain things sometimes outside of myself. And it helps. It's not that I'm putting my pressures on her. And when I have felt, when it has felt like I've been putting pressures on her, we discuss them. But it helps to have that ventilation, that venting system. And so you won't internalize it and then express it in a way where it comes off like you disliking something else or you hating on somebody else or you this, that, and another. It'll come out how it's supposed to truly come out, as the embodiment of your heart, not embodiment of hate or jealousy or resentment or, you know, dislike or disdain. So, you know, I just want to add that in there. I'm done.
And that, I mean, that's, it's all, and you know what that involves? And that deals with communication. And it's because you and I are great communicators. No matter how we've evolved to get to the level of being able to communicate, you know, we communicate on all levels, even if it's not in a humble tone. But it's because we understand that we're human beings and it's life, and we want to know more about ourselves. So you have to want to know more.
Right.
And some people just don't want to know more. They just want to be who they are right now, and it is what it is.
Right. And that's being real. I mean, Miss TV, thank you for calling in with that, because a lot of people just don't understand that hating limits your success, and you just can't grow if you're not able to communicate that information. You're not able to share how you really feel. I mean, get that off your chest. You know, Ms. O'Meara, can someone really expect to be successful if they're hating on someone else?
They do expect it. Because, see, say, for instance, you have you and I, you know, we have our show.
Right.
And we might know somebody that is doing some big things in their life.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a problem with paying them homage, compliments, going to events, doing whatever we do. Whatever it is that they do, we're there.
Right.
We're supportive. That's not what we're into, but we're still there because that's what they do.
Exactly.
But they won't turn around and give us the same love at all, period, point blank. Because this is not their dream, or this is not what they do. And it's not all about that. It's about the support.
Well, maybe it's because they're too busy.
Yeah, maybe that's the excuse, that they're too busy.
Maybe they got a lot going on.
Really? And we don't.
Maybe they just get caught up with everyday life that they just forget about everybody else, and they're just so, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Focused on their agenda that they don't even look outside the box to realize iron sharpens iron.
Right.
I got to scratch somebody else's in order to get to where I'm going. Because in order to get your blessing, you have to be a blessing.
Right. But they might say, well, you know, I'm saying congratulations and, oh, I see what you're doing to these three other people. And we see you, but we don't want to tell you.
No.
They don't understand that.
No.
That's negative energy. Because when you're happy for everybody and everybody's success, like Terry said,
mm-hmm.
it's enough money, it's enough shine, it's enough grind, it's enough hustle, it's enough of everything out there for everybody. So you should want what's best for everybody. You're saying it, but do you actually show that in your actions?
Right. Probably not.
You know, you can receive it all day long. Hey, look at me. Yes. Oh, thank you. But when it comes to actually reciprocating, do you do it?
Mm-mm.
Do you do it and then you hold back? Do you give it to a little bit but not to everybody? Because you should be able to give it to everybody. Give that love to everybody, even if it's just saying it. You ain't even got to do nothing. That only takes you about, what, 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Maybe even less than that.
All you have to do is say, hey, man, I appreciate what y'all were doing. That's real. Keep it up.
That's it.
Going. In fact, I like what you talked about on this show, because you said to let us know you're listening.
Because if you have a great idea and it needs to be heard to over 7,500 listeners nationwide via the internet, via your telephone, where it's recorded, come to the happy hour. Promote your business. Separate your small business from being a hustler. Get a real business card instead of just writing your number on a piece of paper or saying, text me. Separate yourself. Make your money. Enjoy your wealth. Enjoy being you. Because that's what this is all about. You come to the happy hour. You tell us what you got going on. We help you promote your business so others can find out what you're doing. You talk about a real topic that all of us are dealing with. We're talking about haters tonight. We talked about relationships last week. You know, who knows what we're going to talk about next week, but whatsoever it is, it's going to be funky, and I know you can relate to it.
Definitely.
So let's just keep it real, y'all. Let's keep it 100. Now, if we were on here being fake and telling y'all that everything you do is going to be fabulous, you know what I'm saying? We're not asking you at the end of the call, you need to pay $500 so everything that you get can be great. We're not asking you to, you know, donate all of your money and you know, giving seances at the beginning, at the end of the show. No, that's not what this is about. We're not on here just stuttering and tripping out. We're on here to help improve because we all have issues. Miss Oatmeal pointed it out about me. Yeah, that's something I didn't even think about myself. But this is real. This is how we communicate to one another. We better ourselves so we can better our family, so we can better our lifestyles. Because think about this, y'all. I want you to really think about this and be very sincere in this thought process. We are the ones that have to communicate to each other. If we don't take the time to communicate to each other, then those of you who have children are going to have your children be affected by the lack of communication thereof, not only to you, but as we get older, who's going to run this country?
Right.
Who's going to take care of us as we get older? When we're not teaching each other how to communicate and we're not communicating properly to each other, how is that going to impact and affect our children? Because they're going to be the ones who follow our examples. And if you wait until you're silver-haired, barely walking, and low in calcium to where your back is arched, you can barely move to decide, I need to talk to somebody. I got something to say. Y'all need to learn from this. Then it's going to be too late. And everything that you've been living for, it's going to be that much more of a struggle because you didn't take the time to communicate not only to each other, but to our family. Now think about how much you're struggling now. If you got to have your child take care of you or somebody else's child take care of you because you're not getting in place now, consider that a problem. It's all about communication. And you're going to be hating all the way until nursing home time for you, even if they have nursing home by the time you get old. But just think about that, y'all. This is all the words I'm about, the evolution of the hater.
Right.
Let's figure out a way to stop this evolution, remove and minimize the haters that are causing major problems, and maybe increase the haters that you really need to justify that you are making progress. Because think about it. If you don't have any haters right now, and you play in that safe zone, then what is it that you're doing that I really want to look at? What is it that you're doing that's going to make somebody else want to get closer to you? They can't see you.
And there's some people that are just straight up just negative. They just have that negative spirit, and they think inside of the box. So they won't see you because they're in the box, and you're out the box. So it's a problem to them. They see something that they're not used to, or they can't understand, or they can't even break down before they just get to talking and yapping out at the mouth because that's what they're used to.
Issues.
Negative energy.
It's like wringing out a towel paper, people. The towel can be full of all this negative energy. It's weighed down. It's just full of everything. But when you wring it out, it's got a little bit more use, and it's more free. Because all this extra nothingness is completely drained out.
This is how we get down, folks. Miss O'Mill D, what's your realness for tonight? Any inspiring words you need to tell the people?
Just that there are going to be haters. There's been haters since the beginning of time. And like Terry advised, you know, it stemmed from jealousy.
Right.
And we use the term and the word hater really freely these days, just for lack of just wanting to say, like E-Dub say, player hater, or just wanting to just break it all the way down. You just call the person a hater.
Right.
But we need to understand that sometimes it's due to lack of communication, lack of understanding, and just lack of even wanting to think further than outside, further than inside of the box. They don't think outside the box. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that think inside the box.
That's
right. And you know when you're talking to somebody that's outside the box, they don't come at you like that. You know, they will definitely think before they speak. And sometimes, I really need to say this. You need to watch who you surround yourself around.
Okay.
Because you may be amongst haters. Do not think that spirit cannot jump off of them and jump onto you. Because what do they say? You are who you surround yourself with.
That's right.
So we need to be cognizant of the individuals that we socialize and fraternize and bring into our box.
Mm-hmm.
Because their ways can rub off on you. So you need to be aware, even if you have that friend or that family member that you know good and well, they hate. That's cool. Just don't let it rub off on you. Understand that's who they are. That's not you. You don't have to do what they do. You don't have to say what they say. But make sure you cover yourself.
Right.
Because you might find yourself becoming a hater.
That's the realest 101, ladies and gentlemen. Follow Miss Oatmeal Brown on Facebook. If you need to see her on the link on your Blog Talk Radio page, go ahead and click on Oatmeal Brown. You can follow her there. And you can always get some good information from me as I continue to move throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area and move around through the country nationwide doing different speaking engagements. I'm going to speak for some students about self-esteem this coming weekend.
Amen.
Actually going on Friday, and I'll keep you posted on how that went down. We went to go see Mama Michelle this past weekend at the Improv in Dallas, Texas. She was off the chain, y'all. You can also look her up on YouTube and also on Facebook as well, Mama Michelle, outstanding comedian. So that's just how we keep it real, folks. You know, I got speaking engagements coming up. Follow me at andybrownspeaks.com. The book will be out first of the month. Second place women who come in first. Watch very closely as you're going to see Miss Oatmeal's hot single, Knick Knack.
Wow.
The video is coming on YouTube next week, folks. Stay tuned for that. It's going to premiere on How Was Your Weekend's Facebook page. So you got to be a member. Just click on like. Because we're going to start it right there before we pass it around everywhere else.
That's right.
Tell your people, tell your friends. As we wrap the show up today, I want to thank the folks who chimed in for their insight. I want to thank everyone who has been blogging with us and expressing their thoughts on How Was Your Weekend and also here on Blog Talk Radio. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and you got some good information out this show and this broadcast, do us a favor. Stop listening by yourself. Tune in and tell three more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic. So we're going to end the show on Miss Oatmeal's track, Knick Knack, for those of you who don't know what it is. As we always get ready. So, ladies and gentlemen, a wonderful time tonight. Listen and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. God first.
I know that you're a big foodie. kick it with. Dumb daughter sick, that's what I represent. All the fellas love me, they want it from me. That goody goody, real sexy hoodie. More than love, but just for love. All this patty, waddy, made you fall.